We do, yeah. But now, if you carry them to the slaughterhouse, they'll knock them in the head with a hammer. They'll just run them up through the chute and reach over there and tap them, you know, that hammer. He saves them cottages by doing that.
Saves what? Cut.
But you know what them things is they're putting your gun to shoot with? What is it?
Cartridge.
There you are.
Yeah.
Then we take them and, you know, stick them, bleed them.
Yeah.
Load them up, haul them to the wash pot. Well, platform, scalding barrel is. Scalding barrel, we take hot water out of that pot. We done had that fire around that water in there.
Yeah.
Got it boiling, pour it over in that barrel. We get that hog up, we stick that one end down in there. We shook it around a while, then we pull it out, and we put the other end in there. And we do that the same thing. Then we take all that hair off, and we hang him up, wash him, scrape him good again. Then we entrail him, get them entrails out, and then we turn them over to the women folks. And we take that hog, and then we start splitting them, you know, and getting them just like we want them, get them hams off. And them middlings out, them pork chops off, and them. So we just work them on down the other parts it's supposed to be about all, you know.
Did you ever make anything from the blood in this?
Yeah, we are. No, we didn't, but we have fish with blood, bait. But I never did make none.
Really? Tell me about, you would fish with the hog blood?
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
You'd have to put it out. Catch it and put it in a freezer and let it freeze. Put it in a bucket or something, you know, and put it in a freezer. When it get froze, then you get ready to go fishing. Just get your bucket of that blood out. Carry it with you and get there and pick you out a little hump and put it on your hook. Drop it over there. When you see that cork bobble leaf bit, you give a jerk. You'd have the fish on there, the blood bait off water. What was going to happen? But that blood bait gel always falls off pretty soon. It don't stay there too long. But it is good while it's laced, you know. She and I went one time with a couple of fishing with blood bait.
What do you fish in? Do you have a boat?
We ride the boat out, but we can't fish from the bank. But we don't always use a boat.
What kind of boat you got? You got a little flat?
I got a little old craftsman boat, you know, just a 12-foot boat, aluminum. Then I got a big.
Call it a skiff or a.
Well, it's not a. I guess you could call it a little old skiff, but it's a little old fishing boat, what it is. Then you got your skiff, see, it's got a sharp, and then come back down, and you know how them they kind of turned over in the top.
That's a skiff?
You got one skiff made like that, and then you got your other. And they got two or three kind of them little skiffs.
Have you ever seen one made out of maybe a hauled-out log or something like that?
Yeah.
What'd they call them?
They call it
that's a canoe.
Yeah, canoe. Yeah.
You ever hear of a Piro?
Piro, yeah.
What's that?
That's a little old sharp on both ends, you know. Indian rides in, you know. They use them out of logs. And they just about one man. And he got to sit down in the boat. He can't sit up on a board up on top.
Yeah.
Do that thing rock about twice, he's gone.
He over the side.
Yeah. He'd be out in the creek, so he sits right flat down the bottom of that Pedro, and here he go.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were talking about the things you made from the hog. Go ahead.
You can, as long as you tell me what to make out of the hog.
You make the lard, you take the fat that you trim off of your hams and your shoulders, and make your lard. And then you can
sausage,
you can
onion stuff in. Sausage is the lean part of meat that comes off of that fat. Mm-hmm.